Welcome to Love Talk Radio. With your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. Worked as a criminal and civil private investigator for over 30 years. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She's a member of First District Missionary Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, also the SCLC Justice for Girls. She's a big supporter and loves standing in the gap for domestic violence victims and survivors, and he really wants to put an end to domestic violence by getting help for the abusers. Evangelist Norma Chapman's desires to reach out to many people that are living in this deadly environment. Ingrid Bell Baptist Church in Luling, Louisiana. In her spare time, she enjoys working with children as a youth Bible teacher, mentor, and tutor. She's a lifelong resident of St. Charles Parish. Ladies and gentlemen, facing your fears, with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams.
Good evening, listeners. Thank each of you for tuning in on today's show. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have given us, Father God, to go forward, Father God, on the radio, helping people from all over the world. Father God, our desire is to reach out and touch someone that's standing in the need of help, Father God. They need encouragement on today, Father God. And we thank God that we are here, Father God, standing in the gap for those that are in need, Father God. We also thank God for our special guest on today, Father God, and we ask that, Father God, everything that proceeds out of our mouths be that it's pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Father God, we pray at the end of the show that you may get the glory. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in on today. Our special guest today is Patricia Rogers out of Miami, Florida. Yes, so very happy and blessed to have her on today's show as our special guest. Our topic today will be where people need people. I think her topic will be today will be get up, suit up, and show up, where she is the founder of Where People Need People. Before we introduce our guest on today, I would like to just tell our listeners to remember you can join in on today's show by pressing the number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, or just want to share in this great conversation on today with our special guest, feel free to call in. We'll be glad to hear from you. At this time, I would like to introduce my special guest, Mrs. Patricia Rogers out of Miami, Florida. Good evening, Ms. Rogers.
Well, hi. How are you, Evangelist Norma? How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you good. I'm just excited to have you on Faith and Your Fears on today. At this time, I'm going to yield and let you introduce yourself at this time and give our listeners some background on you.
Okay, thank you so much again. Thank you for having me. Yes, I'm Pat Rogers, and as you said before, I am from Miami, Florida. And currently, I worked for Corporate America for 29 years. I worked as a correctional officer, and I moved up into the ranks, and I retired as a correctional lieutenant after 29 years, and I retired in 2016. Prior to that, I grew up in a home of 8 children. I was the last of the 8 children, and there were 2 girls and 5 brothers. I grew up in a single-parent home. My mom, she raised 8 kids, and if I can remember, she left. I was born in North Carolina, so she left North Carolina and moved to Miami, Florida. And all the kids had been taken down there, and I think I was probably the last to go. And I was at the age of 2. And what I learned later in life, Evangelist, was that my mom left my father because of his addiction to alcohol, and she wanted a better life for her children. So therefore, she moved to Miami, Florida, and she started built a foundation there. And of course, at that time, she became a woman of God, an evangelist, real powerful woman in the church. And that means that I came up in a spiritual home. You know, we came up in that era where we went to church Sunday morning, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. Saturday was choir rehearsal.
Wonderful.
Sunday, you know, I mean, so that's how I came up in my life. And, of course, when we come up in the church, what happens to a lot of us is that we stray because we get so many don'ts. And as young people, children, a lot of times children hear that word don't. What do? We turn around and we do the opposite. So that I was one of those children that they used to call the black sheep of the family because I
come
came
on,
up
now.
In a different generation. Yeah. I came up in a different generation, and my older siblings, they would marry into the church people who were in the church because that's what we believe, and that's what most people do anyway, nationalities. You want to stay within your realm of your upbringing. But for some reason, I came up in that era. A lot of that was not really going on, and people was shacking, and people was partying, doing block parties, and all those things. And what I did, I followed any wind that came my way. I followed that wind, meaning I hung with the wrong people. And in so doing, I found myself getting into things that was totally contrary, not only to what I was being taught by my mom in the church and by the church, but I was doing things that was totally contrary to the will of God. And you know one thing I want to stress on that is the fact that I want to give God thanks today because God finds favor with his people. He finds favor with us. And many times we have a calling on our life and we're so confused in life. We don't love ourselves. Our self-esteem is low. You know, and we just want to be loved. We just want to be loved. And that was
That's
one of the
right.
things I
That's
had.
Right.
I didn't know, I didn't know who I was. All I know is I wanted to fit in and I wanted to be loved. And I think by that's what I've come up with over when I have assessed my life. And I think by that, I got with the wrong people. I did some things. And, of course, when I reached the age of 17, I left home, of course, and then I went to the military because I wanted to go somewhere and get as far away from the church as I could get. Yes, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But you know what? Evangelist, God is everywhere.
Yes, he is.
And
yes,
I know you
is. And we're gonna, absolutely. And we want to say that you are listening to Faith in Your Fears radio talk show hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. We have, as our special guest today, is Mrs. Patricia Rogers out of Miami, Florida. I'm so excited to have her on the show.
Yeah.
And before I turn the mic back over to her, she's going to be discussing one of her biggest fears in life has been to share her story about the shackles that had her bound and how the stronghold almost destroyed her life, as well as others, could have landed her in jail for years in an institution or even 6 feet under. She almost lost her career in law enforcement, but after seeking the necessary assistance, she got up, suited up, and is now showing up. And she has taken the world by storm, spreading positive energy wherever she goes and impacting the lives of others. From a cartoon to a butterfly, Kat is now the founder of United and Service Industries, where people need people. Public speaker, best-selling author, and first started out event coordinator, who sets a platform for entertainers to be seen and heard at annual conventions and workshops that she hosts. Through proficiency, commitment, and consistency, she is living her wildest dreams and taking others with her on this journey. Calling life, Pat will share that in order to be successful, you must overcome your challenge by taking off the mask and being willing to submit to defeat, regardless what others may say or do. The world is waiting to hear from you as well. We're so very blessed and happy to have her on Facing Your Fears today as our special guest. And at this time, I am going to yield and turn the mic back over to our special guest, Mrs. Pat Rogers, where she will begin to go into detail about the introduction I just shared with the listeners. God bless her. And listeners, feel free to call in. Remember, you must press the number one on your phones on today, and you can share your comments, ask questions, and share your experience as well as we go forward with today's episode. Get up, suit up, and show up. Now, our special guest will continue to share her story with you, Mrs. Pat Rogers. You may continue at this time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. As I was saying, that was my beginning. You know, that was my beginning as a child and as I came up in life, as I said, about being a teenager and just following those individuals who I thought cared about me, and I found myself getting into trouble and different things of that nature. And you said the topic, yes, you said the topic was get up, suit up, and show up. And this is what I have had to do in order to be that butterfly that you just read in my introduction. And I think of myself as going from a cocoon to that butterfly, you know, because I'm going to tell you something. When the work, absolutely, when you have good gifts and talents inside of you, we all know God don't make no junk. God created us for a purpose. And when we can get through all of the stuff that will stop us and all of the stuff that will try to destroy us, you know, and you talked about me, you know, I shared that with you. You know, me being able to almost lost my job. You know, I could have been 6 feet under. I also could have killed somebody, you know. And what I wanted to share, when you asked me to share on this station, I thought and I prayed, Lord, what can I share? Because the topic in and of itself about fears, facing our fears, I'm like, well, I'm good today. You know, I ain't got no fears. But you know what? I'm going to take all y'all back today because I had to go back. And when I went back and looked over my life, one of the biggest fears, I said, this is so appropriate, because one of the biggest fears that I faced was, as I said before, my mother left my father because of his addiction. And a lot of times, I'm sure some of us, we have family members who, whether regardless of what kind of addiction it is, eating disorder, it could be, you know, drug addiction, it could be alcohol addiction, whatever addiction it is, we always say to ourselves, oh, that's not going to happen to me. You with me?
Yeah,
or what happened is it happened to me. It happened to me.
Yes, I can relate to that because, you know, some of the listeners that's wrong may not know my story. I'm the author of the book What Faith Can Do, and you know that I shared my testimony as well, that I was shot twice in the liver, stabbed in from my heart. And at the time, I was going down the wrong path as well. And I know that a lot of people who have been in domestic violence situations and different addictions, they're afraid to come forward to tell their stories. And everywhere where I have given, had a blessing to be on talk shows and radios and television talk shows, you know, people are glad that someone like you and I are stepping up to the plate and sharing our stories in hope that we can encourage someone else that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
That they cannot face tomorrow, cannot face another minute of the day. You know, we have people that on the verge of suicide because the person that shot me shot himself and took his own life. My children were 3 and 6. They saved my life. But today it's not about Norma Chapman. It's about Pat Rogers. And I just wanted to share with our listeners that as I look at the switchboard on today, I have so many new callers from all over. And I wanted to share a little bit about me to let them know that I am a survivor of domestic violence. I am also, my addiction At the time, I was on drugs, and the doctor said if I had not been on drugs, that I would have died because my body wouldn't have been able to endure the pain. But I'm going to tell you something out there, listeners. God can take what's meant for bad and turn around and work it out for the good. And that's why I love the scripture where he says in the Bible that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. And I'm going to let Ms. Rogers get back into telling her story, sharing her story on today, and I pray that if any listeners out there has a story they want to share or just comment on anything that my guests and myself have said, don't forget to press the number ones on your phone, and I will open up the line when it's time for the our listeners to share. I will open up the line to give you an opportunity to share your story as well as your comments and your questions. Ms. Rogers, I just wanted to share a little bit about myself to let the listeners know that I can relate to what you're sharing on today, and you are so correct.
Some people
feel that life is over when dramatic things happen in their life, when devastating events happen in their life. They feel that they can't go on. They feel like there's no tomorrow. They're ashamed of themselves. They are afraid to share their stories. They feel if they share their stories, someone's going to look at them from the negative point. But we're here today to encourage them that they can. What is your topic today? They can suit up, and they can get up, and they can show up just as you and I have done. And I'm going to turn the mic back over to you at this time. Listeners, Mrs. Rogers. Go ahead,
Ms. Amen.
Rogers.
Awesome. Yes, I know I've heard your story, and you're absolutely right. You know, and this is what the message I wanted to share, because it's not something I talk about a lot. But, you know, I felt a need after I talked to God about it, and I just said, you know, I had to fight with myself. Because, again, like you said, a lot of times we don't want to put that dirty laundry out there because we want people to see us the way we think they see us, when in reality, you know, we are who we are, and sometimes people see what you think they don't see, you know. But I'm grateful because even though this was years ago, you know, I want to say that I know that God is a deliverer, you know. And as I was saying about my father, you know, we always looked at my father, you know, and I always said to myself, you know, well, I'm not going to be an alcoholic, because I know when he came to live with us, I was in eighth grade by then. And he was totally mentally distraught. He was mentally, he was delirious, because he was running from some things, from people in his mind, because the alcohol had really taken a hold of him. And, you know, I always said I wouldn't do that, you know, but I tell you, when you start hanging with the wrong people, and that's exactly what I did in my
teen
years. Then I left home and I, you know, went to the military, trying to get away from, run from God, as they say. You know, but you can run, but you can't hide. Because when God has his hand on you, you're going to either come willingly or you're going to come by force. But I am grateful today that God loved me so much that he didn't give up on me, that he kept me. And even in the military, I would dip and dab a little bit in alcohol. You know, always wanted to be accepted. Uh-huh. And then I would go back to church and get my life back in order and so forth. And then years would go by, and I finally landed my job in corrections. And then back in 1980, I was, oh, my God, I was so rooted and grounded in God, and I was just, oh, I was married at the time. And that's another thing I want to hit on, too, those marriages. A couple times I got married, I didn't really marry out of love. I married because I wanted to be loved. But how many of y'all know that's listening in, two sick people can't have a healthy relationship? But see, I didn't know all of those things then. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know. But I tell you, so of course I got married because the church said, hey, it's better to marry than burn. And that simply means, for our listening audience, that means that rather than having sex while you're not married, it's better to marry than to go to hell, basically, for doing ungodly things such as shacking, fornication, laying up. Now, this is for me. This is what I was taught, and this is what I believe, you know. And
I
married a couple of times, and it didn't work, you know, because I really wanted to be loved. Didn't know how to love. Didn't even love myself. I didn't even love me because I didn't know how. you know, and so with that, you know, I went through a couple of marriages, and eventually I got my life right in God and everything, and I went on to land my career in corrections, Miami-Dade County. And what happened was I got back into that spiral again. I wanted to be accepted into the organization. I wanted to be accepted by the people I worked with. So I started hanging out with them. And guess what happens when we go back to Egypt, as they say? When we look back in that rearview mirror, what happens is we start picking up those old habits that we had let go because we get back into the wrong company. And that's exactly what happened to me. So I go out with them, drink with them, trying to be a part of them. But what happened was, how many of y'all know that when you do something long enough, it no longer becomes you doing it for fun. It becomes a habit. And that's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. And after a while, I was drinking with my friends, so to speak, and then before going out with them, and then before I know it, you know, I was liking the way it made me feel because I was working the midnight shift, and when I come home in the morning, I couldn't sleep, and I realized that stuff put me to sleep, and I'm like, wow, this ain't too bad. You know, but what happened in the midst of all that was I became addicted. It no longer became how a good feeling. I drank it because it made me feel good. After a while, it became I drank it because I had to have it. I ain't mad at God. I had to have it. And what happened was, even working, I'm sure you all have heard that term, evangelist, functioning alcoholic. Ain't no such thing as a functioning alcoholic.
No functioning alcoholic.
But that's what we label it when we think that we still got it together and nobody don't know but us. And we can still work and we can still do all the daily things that we do and get around, you know. But I tell you, when I got on my job, what happened to me, What happened was I got arrested. We leaving a party one night, me and my coworkers. I was already stopped. But my point is I did go to jail that night. They didn't put me behind the bars. Again, God's favor. God's unmerited favor. They didn't put me behind the bars because I was an officer. But you know what? I tell you, God brought me through that. But guess what, evangelist? That still didn't stop. So what I did, I said, well, I'm going to, you know the story. I said, I'm going to Alcoholics Anonymous. I went to Alcoholics Anonymous by force of the court. I went. I listened to those drastic stories. I saw many people who had sobered up for many years at a time, but I couldn't seem to get it. I just couldn't seem to get it. And I kept going back over and over. But I tell you, I always vision in my mind because I do believe, and I knew no matter what I go through in life, even today, I know that God is powerful. He's almighty. And when we make our mind up to make that commitment to serve him, he will open the doors of heaven, and he will pull out those blessings that we don't even have room to receive. And that's what he did for me. And I eventually sobered myself up. I thank God for that. But again, I say I could have lost my job. Only reason I didn't get fired was because it was a misdemeanor. And because it was a misdemeanor, they just give you a slap on the hand, and you keep it moving. But you know what? I tell you, God shook me up. And what really, really brought me to my knees, because I couldn't shake that thing. It was an addiction. I couldn't shake it. But what brought me to my knees was that God spoke to me one day. He said, you're going to have to do something that you never did in order to get the freedom and the liberty that you really want from this disease. And I tell you what that was that I had to do. I always said, I ain't going to no treatment center. I'm not going to no treatment center. But let me tell you something. I watched those people come in there in the droves, or busloads of people from treatment center, and my mind was always that it was a nasty place. It was a dirty place. And, I'm not going there if I got sober. But let me tell you something, honey. When I got desperate enough, my two children walked me into December the 12th, 2008. I never forget it. I had made a commitment that I was going to go to this treatment center because I had tried everything else and nothing else worked. And I went into that treatment center for 30 days. I didn't tell my job. I didn't know that I was going to have the time on the books to go. I was skeptical about going, but one day, right before I made that commitment, I got a paycheck in the mail in my account, my paycheck. And my paycheck said on it, it says, you have 171 days to use or lose. That was my blessing from God. Because I didn't have to tell a job. I didn't have to tell my job. That was before they even knew anything. That was before. But the bottom line is, I went to that treatment. I used those days to go to that treatment center. I came out, and I went in by faith. I went in knowing this was the last stop on the block. And from that day to this day, I can tell you, I've never had a desire to pick up another drink. Because God is a deliverer. And when I say that I'm taking the world by storm, I mean just that. People want to know, well, where's your energy? Where do you get that energy from? How do you be so? Why? Because I should have been dead a long time ago. There were mornings I would wake up and I would have paint on my car, meaning I was driving in a blackout. I had no idea where that paint on my car came from. You know, from scraping up against something. But God kept me in the midst of all of that. And today, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. And I want everybody to know I love who I am. I had to learn to love myself. And because I love myself, I don't let any and everything in my space today. Because, see, everything we follow is not always good for us. Everybody we follow is not always good for us. But God gives us, he gives us what we call discernment, and some people say, intuition, but whatever God leads us and he guides us, yes, we're going to have challenges. Yes, we're going to meet negative people. Yes, we're going to meet situations that's going to disrupt our life. But at the end of the day, we have to stay focused on the vision for our life. And the vision for my life is I do set a platform that brings people together so that we all can grow and build our professional network. You talked about a public speaker. Yes, I've become a public speaker since I retired. I've written a book. I've become a best-selling author. I also do social media marketing. I sell market legal and identity theft services. My point is this. My point, and I'm also in the process of writing my own personal book because that was a collaboration book, my own personal book on hosting how to host effective networking events. My whole point to that is that I'm saying now is this. I had so many gifts and talents inside of me. And when we have a lot of gifts and talents inside of us, the enemy, I call him the enemy, he does not want those things to be revealed. Because we are going to shake up somebody. We're going to be an example for somebody. We're going to make an impact on the lives of other people. And as long as he can keep some of us, especially some of these people running around, we all calling ourselves entrepreneurs. Oh, I have a vision. I'm working my day job, but I got a vision to do this. I'm going to quit my day job. Let me tell you something. Now, rule number one, don't quit your day job. Keep the day job. Make that money over there. You just got to change your focus. Because those same people in the workplace are the same people out here in this arena. The same attitude. They just have different names and faces. But there's nobody can come into my life that will warrant me to want to be around them so much that I'm going to pick up another drink. It's not happening. And I tell you I'm living my wildest dreams today.
Yes. You are still listening to Faith in Your Field, radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Today's guest is our none other than Mrs. Patricia Rogers out of Miami, Florida. Listeners, I am so amazed that I'm blessed to have her on the show today to share this informative, amazing story about how she got up, suited up, and now she's showing up, not only but to share the addiction that was in her life and to encourage others how they can get up, suit up, and show up. But she also given God the glory on today. And that's the most important message that can go forth on today's show, is that she's given God the glory, because we know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. But Mrs. Rogers, let me encourage you. I like what you said as you was talking. My mind started off thinking on the things that Paul had written in the Bible, where you said that you don't look back. Paul said that he, one thing that he's confident of, he's forgetting those things that are behind him, and he's pressing forward for a mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. You see, sometimes God sends us through something. He brings us through it. But we know one thing, if you're a child of God, he won't bring us to nothing if he will not see us through it. And sometimes he uses the people who he wants to get the message out and to get the gospel out about him and about what he can do, and not only what he did in our life, but what he can do in others' lives as well. And he
absolutely
puts us in position for things to happen to us. And that we are going down the wrong path now. But you can remember the story of Paul. Saul was going down the wrong road until God turned his life around on the road to Damascus.
Yes.
And his name will not be called Paul. And who became a more greater vessel for the Lord than Paul, than Apostle Paul?
That's right.
And let me just
this,
and I'm going to let you continue sharing your story on today. You see, when you've been, I was shot twice in the liver, and I was stabbed an inch from my heart. I lied in the coma for 40 days, and I had 6 days blood transfusion. Now, look at God. You see, I should have been dead. But the Lord touched the finger of life, and the devil thought he had me, because if I had died that day, I would have woke up, and my eyes would have beheld hell, because I was going down the wrong path. And I also heard you share in your story about it's better to marry than to burn. But let me, I don't want them to get this twisted, what I'm getting ready to say. You see, you can already be married and do some things that God is not pleased with. I was married.
Oops.
And my husband and I have separated.
That's true.
And you see, when you're in places that you shouldn't
absolutely.
Be, and then you're in company that you shouldn't keep, you see, you can get caught up in situations, and when you find yourself, you can lose your life. You can get caught up in addiction. You can wind up or lose it. And I always said that the devil comes to rob, steal, and he comes to destroy. And you see what he did me? He not only, he tried to take my life. He didn't succeed, but I tell you what he succeeded with. He took joy out of my life. You see, I lost
life.
You see, later on, my husband, he did take me back. But you see, when you're still not doing what God wants you to do, and you're still walking down the wrong path, you see, my husband took me back. Now, when the Bible tells you you're either wise or you're foolish, right? And you see, I still went back out into the world. And then when I went back out into the world, what happened? I lost my marriage. You see what I'm saying? So when he said he come to rob, steal, and to destroy, don't think all the time he's talking about somebody breaking in your house, stealing your goods. No. He can feel the joy that God.
That's right.
The joy that you, that God has awaiting for you in life. That rule that he wants to put you on, the path that he wants to put you on. That's what the devil wants to destroy. He don't want to see you be a vessel for God. He don't want to see you testifying about the goodness of God. But listen, I'm living witness today that even not even a gun or a bullet, nothing can touch you when God got work for you to do.
That's
you
what
either
I'm talking
gonna
about.
Do it,
amen.
Or you gonna be sorry that you didn't do it? Because one thing about God, when He calls you and put a calling on your life, you cannot rest, have no peace, have no joy in your life until you do what God has in store for you to do. Listeners,
that's right.
Please, if you're out there and you have not considered the blessings that God has given you in your life, if you're thinking of leaving your wife or your husband, if you're thinking of that you cannot give up an alcohol addiction, drug addiction, if you're a prostitute today, I've had guests on this show that share, and they have shared all types of stories. But one thing, it starts off with a bad beginning. But each and everyone has an ending that said they couldn't have done it without God. They couldn't have gotten where they are today if it wasn't for God. You have to get up, suit up, and show up for God. We have to put Christ in the center of our lives. If you do not put Him in the center of your life and accept Him, you are going to be destroyed. Satan is going to destroy you eventually. But if you give it to God, and you tell the Lord, I'm tired of being tired, Father God, I just can't deal with this with these obstacles in my life anymore. I can't deal with all of this that's going on. I just want to rest now, Lord. I want to be free from drugs. I want to be free from alcohol. I want my marriage to be a marriage that's filled with love, joy, and happiness. Then you must take heed to what our special guest, Ms. Ryder, is telling us on today. We must surrender and let go and let God have his way. We must say yes to his will and yes to his way. Remember, listening, you can tune in on today's show. I mean, the ones that tune in on today's show, and you can join in this amazing conversation by pressing the number one on your telephone. And if you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your story or your experience, remember that you press that number one, and when I time for me to open up the line for our listeners, we will be happy to hear from you as well. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Stay tuned in, because I'm sure Ms. Rogers has a lot more to share with you. And at this time, I'm going to yield again and turn the mic back over to Ms. Patricia Rogers, our special guest for today out of Miami, Florida. Ms. Rogers, you may continue at this time.
Amen, amen. I want to just elaborate a little bit, and then I'm going to close to give it over back to you. But what I do want to say is that out of all of that I went through in corporate America, you know, the addiction and all of that and how I got through it all by going and getting the help that I need, I had to surrender. And I want you all to know that the same year that I came out of that treatment center and I got my life together, the department had an opportunity for every employee in the department to write who had 20 years or more, you have to have 20 years or more, and 3 letters of commendation. And I want to show you how God turned things around, which is what you said earlier, Evangelist. God takes the negative, and he turns it into a positive. And what happened was, when I came out of treatment, they was offering that award in my organization, in the department. And I had letters already from the community, because I was taking my message to different women's treatment centers, different centers in different places, and I was telling my story of how I recovered from that addiction. And I would get letters of commendation from various centers. So I had the 3 letters already. And then they said you had to have 20 years of service, so I was already 20-some-odd years into my career. So I fought with myself. I feel God spoke to me, because we sometimes don't say we don't know. I know when God's speaking to me. When it's something I don't really want to do, or something coming to my heart that makes me nervous when I think about it, and I'm thinking, no, I can't tell nobody this. I can't put this out there. I know it's time God's telling me you better do this. And what came to me was that God said you need to put in for that award for your recovering from this addiction. And I'm like walking up and down my hallway and at home, and I'm saying, I'm telling God, we talking. I can't do this. I can't tell them people that, oh, no, I ain't putting that out, because it was such a strong conviction over me. Mm-hmm. And I said to God, I said, I'll do it next year. I tell them next year. The Spirit of God spoke to me and said to me, next year, this award is for this year. Next year, your recovery won't be that important, because it was done this year. So next year, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we fought about that thing. I went to my mm-hmm. lieutenant at work, and I told him, I said, I was out those 30 days, because they didn't know. I had time on the books, so I was out legally. I said, I was out mm-hmm. those 30 days because I went to treatment center because mm-hmm. of my alcohol. He says, I said, and I want to file for the Bachelor. It was called the Bachelor Award, and in our department, one of the highest awards you can get. And I told mm-hmm. him I want to apply for it. And he encouraged me. And I say that part because a lot of times we think when people are going to think bad of you, you want to keep this stuff on lock. And, honey, let me tell you something. People don't even be thinking bad of you. And that gentleman told me, he said, Pat, let me see. He called me, well, I was Officer Rogers at the time. I'm Sergeant mm-hmm. Rogers. What are you? He said, let me read what you got. I gave him all these pieces of paper I had written up. He said, you don't need to write mm-hmm. all that. You don't have to put all that in there. He said, let me redo that for you. Who would have ever thought the lieutenant
would have liked my story so much that he said, hold up, let me rewrite this for you. That man took my 3-4 pages and he put it in a 1-page document. And he signed it because my superior had to sign it. He signed it. We turned it in. Every department in Dade County, there were 7 departments, and each department head director can only pick 1 person from their organization to be entered into that award. Apply for that award. My job, my director picked me. He picked my paper out of every paper, and the lady from one of the departments called me. She's from public affairs. She called me. She said, "Pat, we call Officer Sergeant Rogers. Are you sure you want to submit this paperwork?" She said, "Because this is kind of personal." I said, "Listen." I said, "Janelle, I said, I cannot be of service to other people if I'm going to stay in hiding. I saw too many people on my job getting fired behind alcohol and drugs. I saw too many people have an accident. I saw one lieutenant went out with a piece of people one night with other coworkers, and he killed somebody. I said, now is the time." And I tell you, when I put that out there, they was passing my papers all over the place almighty because I had to go down to the mayor's office for an interview. So all 7 people from each department, 1 person per department, I was one of the 7 people out of 132 county employees that was applied for that baccalaureate award. And I was a nominee of 7 people. How awesome is that?
Yes,
and
again,
what
God has for you is for you.
Absolutely.
Suppose you would have kept that story to yourself and been afraid to step out on faith and share what you shared, you wouldn't have gotten it. You see, so we have to do what's pleasing to God. If God has begun a good work in your life, then you should want to run and tell somebody about the goodness of God. You see, it's not sometimes where people want to bring us and where we want to go. It's where God wants us to be.
I have to agree with you.
Earlier in the show, that he allowed things to happen in our lives.
Absolutely.
And we are the ones that run from our calling, run from the blessings that God has in store for us. And you see, in the scripture, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for you. So, listen, in order for you to know what God has for you, in order for you to be able to perform those works, for God to perform those works in your life, you must give up and let go of the world. You have to put the world behind you and the cross before you. And you have to tell the Lord, "Lord, do whatever you want to do with my life. Because whatever he do with your life, I can guarantee you, it's going to be a good." It's no evil.
An evangelist.
Absolutely. And I just want to thank God today for my guest. This is Patricia Riley out of Miami, Florida. And it's a
amen. Evangelist, I want to close. I want to close on this one note. I'm looking at the time, and I want to leave
you
room for the listeners. But
I'm looking at the switchboard, and we do not have anyone has not pressed the number 1 on their phone. So
well, I keep talking.
We don't have anyone that wants to comment. You can keep talking until 5:30. Show ends at 5:30. Unless if there is a caller who wants to share a comment, who has a question, who wants to join in our conversation, remember to press the number 1 on your phone. I'm constantly looking at the switchboard. And when you do, I would press your mic, and then you will be able to join me and Ms. Rogers in the studio. And we do have a caller. In fact, before you close out, because I'm gonna give you about 5 minutes to close out. I'm going to go to our caller at this time, in case there's someone else, and let's hear from our caller at this time. Hey, would that be okay with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, caller. The caller whose last 4 digits are 3798. You are in the studio. Good evening.
And good evening to you guys. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are
you? I just wanted to let you guys know that That was some awesome testimonies. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. And it was fulfilling. And I'm quite sure that
awesome.
I and others got a good value out of what you were saying. And I said, thank you.
Awesome.
Bless you. And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Can you share with us what state you are from?
I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And thank you for
awesome.
Calling in. And
welcome,
please
welcome.
Call in again and tune in with on Faith in Your Fears talk show. And I thank God for you on today. And I thank God for the blessing that you've given the both of us. And thank you for calling. And
absolutely.
Thank you for
you're
listening
welcome.
In on today.
Mm-hmm.
All
thank
right,
you.
Listeners. Remember, you can also join in on the conversation today by pressing the number one on your phone if there's any questions or comments or if you want to share your story. And if not, we're going to turn the mic back over to our special guest, Ms. Rodney, and she can continue sharing her story or sharing whatever God has given her to share with our listeners on today. Ms. Rodney.
Yes, okay, awesome. And the last thing I wanted to say was when you invited me on the show and when I thought about what I wanted to share about, and this is a topic I don't talk much about because a lot of times we don't want to regurgitate the past, but I know that people need to, like you said, God allows us to go through things in our life to share with other people. I've shared it, but I've never really shared it openly. But, you know, I want to say this, is that when that lady asked me if I wanted to share that message, what I want to say is this. A lot of times when we're going through things in our life and they're difficult for us to overcome them because everybody got stuff going on, you know, those hidden mm-hmm. secrets, those hidden things in our lives. The Bible says that we overcome by our testimony. And
that's
what
right.
I realized that God had done for me, when he forced me and convicted me so strongly to put that paper in and to put it out there in that organization. See, number one, when you tell an organization something, they can't fire you. But when you get
mm-hmm.
caught, because if I got caught one more time drinking and driving, I would have been, I would have lost my job. I would have lost my job.
All your life.
But God delivered me. He delivered me. And I'm going to tell you, when I put that paperwork in, they were sending my paper, my little one page from different departments because I was being honored because I'm getting this big award. And the enemy was trying to make me say, oh, yeah, they can have fun slinging your paper around, girl, telling everybody your business. But you know what? When you want to be free from something in life, when you want to be delivered, you don't care what people say. You don't care what they do. You just want to be free. And you know what? By me putting it out there, God let me know this is why you had to tell your story. Because when you release it into the atmosphere, it has no more dominion over you. Stop it, I say.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. And you know what, Ms. Rogers, what gives me joy on today is that people like yourself that's reaching out and crying out to people that really do not have the courage to cry out for themselves. And then just by telling your story, and, you know, I followed you a lot, and with the awards and other things that God has opened you up for, blessing for, and those things would not have come your way. You see, that's why we have to search and keep praying and have a mind to want to be a Christ-like vessel for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not such thing as God cannot use you. A lot of people program their mind and saying, well, I'm this, I'm that, I've done this, I've done that. God, you know, what could God use me for? God can use me for a lot of things. God has
absolutely
given everybody a gift. When he died on
everybody
the cross,
has a gift.
He said he come that he may save the world. And when he died for the sins of the world. And so those sins, God has already paid an awesome price, his blood. But what he wants from us is to give him the glory and the praise and to recognize that he's coming into the world and suffering for all of us, for us. And when we give our lives back to him by doing it what's pleasing and acceptable in his sight, that makes him know that is coming, even though it's coming, will not be in vain. It will not be in vain because it says that he will not let the devil get more souls than him. Before that happens, he will turn souls into rocks. As long as you see people like you and I still existing in the world, that means that the devil has not taken control. Yes, he's busy. He's busy. Every day he's doing, he's taking somebody's life with a gun or a knife, or he's destroying somebody's life with ODing
every day
off of drugs, or being able to, they're having a heart attack or a stroke from being an alcoholic, or anything that you're doing that is not pleasing in God's eyesight. If you're doing anything that's worldly, that is of the devil. And believe me, he will eventually, he's going to destroy you. So I pray on today.
Absolutely.
Our listeners who's out there that's listening, if you are not one of them, but you know somebody or someone is in your family or friends or your neighborhood, the community, go out and share what you heard on today. And not only share it, be able to reach out in your community and do something to help those that are in need. You know, Miss Rogers, when I pass neighborhoods and I see them on the corner doing this and doing, which I never was a person out there in the open with what I was doing, but regardless of whether you're in the closed doors or whether you're on the corner doing it or whatever you're doing, that God will look, what God will bring back to your remembrance, because he said, I bring all things back to your remembrance. And what he would bring back to our remembrance, he would say, that once was you. So we cannot
Absolutely.
Look at people and look down on people. You know, we have to be able to pray for them and to encourage them, to let them know they're somebody too. They are a child of God, just like we are children of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that
Amen.
God has
Amen.
Something greater, valuable, that's in store for them in their life as well. But you got to let go. And you got to give your life to the Lord so you can see the vision. You can see the mystery in your life that's hiding behind you now. You can't see it because you're still living in darkness. But when you turn your life over to the Lord, he begin to open your eyes and you begin to see the wonderful things that he has in store for you. Listeners, on today, the time is being far spent. And we are going to take these last few minutes to let our special guest, Ms. Patricia Rogers, share information on how she can be reached. If you want to call her after the show, or if anybody cares to have her as a speaker, because you know she specializes in that as well, or if you just want to want prayers or be able to talk to her about your situation that you don't want to talk about on the radio, at this time I'm going to allow our guest, Ms. Rogers, to give that information to our listeners at this time.
I am Pat Rogers, and again, thank you, Pastor Evangelist, for inviting me on the show and allowing me to share one of my biggest fears in life at that time. And I just thank God that I have, you know, I overcame it, and I thank God for the lives that he have allowed me to touch today in today's society, because I have a new life. And it's just such an honor to bring so many people together on an annual basis at these big conferences that we host, the workshops that I host. And, you know, it's just so awesome just to see, you know, how God takes us, our lives, and turns it around. And I encourage anybody, you know, to first recognize the problem, you know, and then take on that self-responsibility for whatever it is that you're going through. You know, even if it's a bad relationship, whatever it may be, you know, and then you got to take action so that you can recover, you know. And then after that, you have to share the message, because the message, sharing the message, is what helps us to also overcome. And anyone that's listening to this call can contact me at patrogers360.com. That's Pat Rogers or Patricia Rogers, either or. patrogers360.com will take you to all of my social media sites. Also, my phone number is there, my website, videos, different little things that would tell you more about me. And you can also pick up a complimentary copy of Chapter 1 of the new book that I'm currently writing. And if you choose to purchase one of the books, pre-purchase, you can pre-purchase the book, and you know, either in digital or in a hardcover. But the reality of it is, I'm excited today. I'm living my world, of my wildest dreams. I would never have thought that my life in retirement would have come to this. And I tell God, thank you, because going to that treatment center, when the devil had me thinking it was going to be bad, I ended up having a stainless steel refrigerated stove, tile floors, two-bedroom apartment by myself. And I tell y'all, I was living real good. And this is what happens. The enemy takes things when it's time for us to get our lives on track. He gives, they bring all those negative thoughts in our minds, and we call them negative beliefs. And you know what? He'll make it things look like what it's not even that. And I tell you, I should have paid $18,000 for that treatment. Those people said, I'm going to make a special plan just for you, and I paid $6,000 cash. I'm free today, y'all. I'm free. And, yes, you're going to always wonder, well, what people going to say they listen to me. Yes, guess what? Y'all get over it. Get over it, because guess what? I'm already over it. I'm already over it.
Thank God.
I'm living my wildest dreams. My name is Pat Rogers. I am the CEO of Unity in Service, where people need people.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers. Listeners, you still have a couple of minutes. You do have a couple of minutes that you can still call in and ask questions or share your thoughts on today's topic, and to ask our special guest any questions or concerns that you may have in reference to our episode on today. And remember that you can get my information is I'm Evangelist Norma Chapman. I can be contacted at Norma_Chapman, all lowercase letters, at yahoo.com. You can also contact me through my Facebook page, Norma Chapman, or just simply go to my page, What Faith Can Do, which is the title of my book. I'm the author of What Faith Can Do. And you can also, now we have our own page with Faith in Your Fears on Facebook. You can go there, and if you want to be a special guest on Faith in Your Fears, you can give me a date and a time, an appointment. You can make an appointment on Faith in Your Fears website as well, and leave a contact number, and I will contact you if you want to be an upcoming guest on Faith in Your Fears. Well, it's that time for today's show to come to an end. Before we close our show on today, let us give a word of thanks to the Lord, and I'll bow our heads and close our eyes. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity that you have allowed us, Father God, to go forth on today, Father God, to reach out and touch someone. Father God, as we stand in the gap, Father God, we ask that you continue to shine down your wisdom, your knowledge, and above all, your understanding, Father God, that we may be able to go forth, Father God, to do the work, Father God, that you have set in our path to do, Father God, knowing that we cannot do nothing without you. But through you, Father God, we can do all things. And, Father God, we ask for your strength on today, Father God. Father God, we pray that, Father God, everything, Father God, that came out of our mouth, the word that went forth on today, the story that went forth on today, that, Father God, it was pleasing, acceptable in your sight. And, oh, Father God, we pray that at the end of this show, Father God, that you would make it the glory, Father God. We just thank all our listeners, Father God. We ask that you bless each and every one of them, Father God. Continue to bless our special guest, Mrs. Patricia Rogers, that she go forth, Father God, spreading the word, Father God, spreading and talking about the goodness of you. Continue to give me the knowledge and the wisdom from on high, Father God, as I proceed with this radio talk show, Father God, that it may be encouraging and it may be helpful to some listener out there on today. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we give you the glory. All right, listeners, that will include our show for today. Faith in Your Fears. Again, we want to thank our special guest, Mrs. Patricia Rogers out of Miami, Florida. What a blessing. What an exciting, amazing, informative show that you had on today. God bless you and God keep you. And remember to tune in every Thursday.
Thank you.
4:30 to 5:30. Where Faith in Your Fears will be back with another episode and another exciting special guest. Until then,
awesome.
We pray that all have a blessed and safe day. Continue to walk in the path that God would have you to go, and remember the Christ in your life. Miss Pat, you got about a second to say goodbye to our listeners.
Amen. Awesome, awesome. I just want to thank everybody that joined in. I'm getting quite a few text messages, and I'll get to those later. But at any rate, so if you're still on the phone, thank you all so much for tuning in, and I certainly do hope that we let God, you know, show up in us and be all that he has called for us to be, because life is all and everything when we keep God first. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And listeners, the time has come, and I'm going to say God bless you and God keep you. You have a blessed, safe night. God bless you.